It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. Conservationists are cheering Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's executive order to protect more of the state's land and water, the New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown reports.
30% of New Mexico's land and waters are set to be protected by 2030, as Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has signed an executive order to adopt what's known as the 30 by 30 plan promoted by the Biden administration. The order would expand outdoor access, preserve natural resources, and address climate stabilization. It dovetails with President Joe Biden's America the Beautiful initiative. Adrian Angulo with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation says the order has broad support because it addresses environmental needs and outdoor recreation.
We see this as an opportunity to continue to amplify the voices of hunters and anglers, making sure that public lands are safeguarded not just for ecological beauty, but also for hunting and fishing heritage.
The governor has directed several state agencies to identify areas for protection, but not everyone is happy about the executive order. New Mexico Senate Republicans have called it a land grab that state residents will not tolerate. John Cornell with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says without greater conservation, the state could lose big game species that depend on connectivity via migration corridors.
They don't recognize fences or borders or boundaries. They just move through these areas for sustainability and viability.
Angulo says a collared mountain lion named Squeaks is proof that wildlife need protections the 30 by 30 plan would afford. The two-year-old Squeaks left his home near Albuquerque in 2020 and began traveling northwest. After skirting a few towns, he made several tries at crossing U.S. Highway 550 before finding a safe underpass.
You can really tell how Squeaks avoids developed areas, but has now happily taken residence up near Mancos, Colorado, and Mesa Verde.
New Mexico follows California and Nevada in formalizing the 30 by 30 conservation goal. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trust.
Let's go down to a local viewpoint. Thousands of people from Afghanistan will be seeking refugee status in the United States. Some thoughts now from commentator Walt Rubel.
Thousands of Afghan refugees rescued during the massive evacuation that concluded this week experienced their first taste of freedom here in Doniana County. The Doniana Range Complex, a part of the Fort Bliss Army base that extends into Doniana and Otero counties in New Mexico, is being used as a temporary holding site for those evacuated from Afghanistan as part of Operation Allies Rescue. As many as 10,000 evacuees are expected to be processed there. The Department of Defense has said that up to 22,000 Afghans have been approved to transport to the United States. Those who begin their new American experience here will find a warm welcome. Volunteer assistance is being coordinated through the American Red Cross. El Calvario Church in Las Cruces, which has been helping to care for new arrivals to our country for many years, is collecting hygiene kits and basic supplies for those who will be taken to Holloman Air Force Base in Otero County. And they're working to help find housing options for those who want to stay in the region. The deadly attack at the gate leading into the Kabul airport last week, in which 13 U.S. troops and many more Afghans were killed, provides tragic evidence as to why people are so desperate to leave. Taliban leaders, who now control Afghanistan, say they will not retaliate against those who aided the U.S. military effort for the last 20 years. But those assurances are not believable. Immigration opponents will argue that people throughout the globe live in dangerous conditions and we can't take all of them in. But the threats faced by those now in Afghanistan are of our own making. We weren't invited to Afghanistan. We came seeking vengeance and retribution following the worst attack on our nation since Pearl Harbor. Somewhere along the line, that morphed into a 20-year attempt to rebuild the nation in our image. That was our decision. Our initial success in rooting out the Taliban was due to the overwhelming might of our military. But any successes we've had following those first few days were achieved working in partnership with our Afghan allies. Solemn commitments made on the battlefield can't be forgotten once the battle ends. Of course, everybody coming to the United States will be carefully vetted first. They should also be tested for COVID-19 and vaccinated. but thousands are on their way and will be beginning their new lives in America soon. I look forward to the contributions they'll make in the coming years. For those who disagree, I'd advise them to keep that in mind the next time a president wants to lead us into war on spurious grounds. We're responsible for putting those who helped us in danger. It's now our responsibility to bring them to safety. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.